From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are few places left on Earth where animals take precedence over humans. The most obvious are wildlife refuges, and most of them are on land. Recently, conservationists have been creating refuges in the ocean. Fishing is forbidden, and fish populations in some of these places have thrived. Now, scientists have discovered that refuges can become nurseries for great varieties of fish. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
St. Lucia is a sun-washed speck of land about 27 miles long in the eastern Caribbean. Generations have fished there from canoes, using hand lines or nets. But by the mid-1990s, the reefs were almost barren. So conservationists cordoned off an 11-mile stretch of reef. No fishing allowed.
The fishermen in St. Lucia were skeptical at first.
Biologist Callum Roberts.
They worried that taking away these reserves would end up making their lives much harder rather than better. Well, for the first couple of years, they were right.
But now, 5 years later, the reserve is bursting with fish. Catches near the reserve are up between 46% and 90%, and the fishermen are happy. Roberts and his colleagues from the University of York in England are happy too. In some places, the catch was 3 times what it was before. This is what Roberts discovered.
When you close an area to fishing, the fish inside it live longer, they grow larger, and big fish produce many, many times more offspring than small fish do. And what happens to those offspring produced by fish in reserves is that they are transported out of the reserves on ocean currents, and they end up supplying areas that are being fished.
The reserve became a nursery for a much wider area of the ocean. And Roberts discovered the same phenomenon in Florida. There's a section of coast there that was cordoned off 40 years ago by NASA, a security zone around Cape Canaveral.
Since the mid-1980s, there has been this growing number of world record-sized black drum, red drum, and spotted sea trout being caught in the area adjacent to the reserve.
Sport fishers have long known the fishing outside the Merritt Island Refuge was good. But now scientists have proof from tagging and counting fish that the refuge exports fish as far as 60 miles outside the reserve. It's not just eggs or juvenile fish that drift out of the reserve with the current. John Burke is a fisheries biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says big fish in a reserve eventually get pushed out, literally.
A little bit similar to watching bighorn sheep go at it. One big male will come into another big male's territory, and one of them will end up with the territory at the end of the day, and the other one will have to go looking.
Burke says the new findings, published in the latest issue of the journal Science, are some of the first hard evidence that reserves actually export commercial fish. Fish catches in most of the world are in decline, but the fishing industry has been skeptical of marking off large no-fishing zones. Burke notes that picking just any spot for a reserve won't do. Both the kind of fish and the lay of the land, or the sea, is critical.
The fish that move out of a reserve have to have some place to move to where they can again set up shop and be protected from their predators and find plenty of their food.
That means accounting for currents and the location of other reefs or underwater structures nearby. Burke says this kind of nursery building for commercial fish has been tried successfully in New Zealand and Australia. In Japan, the fishing industry designates areas for scallops that are harvested and then left fallow from season to season, like agricultural fields. Here in the U.S., NOAA has designated 13 marine sanctuaries. Scientists are watching to see whether they, too, will encourage a fish diaspora. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.
And there's more on this story at our website, npr.org.